Hi everybody, this is Arek Skuza and this is a podcast about go-to-market strategy, product launch and product market fit. Welcome back. This podcast is going to be about 20 minutes, so if you're stuck in traffic or you're driving home or wherever you're driving, that's a perfect time to push the play button and listen to it. It will take another 15 minutes and today I would like to introduce you to go-to-market strategy and new product launch framework. It's going to be a series of 8 episodes and I will try to share with you my experience and knowledge when it comes to launching new products, or building a go-to-market strategies for technology companies. Today, I would like to make general overview about the framework which you can use for launching your new products, new services if you're a technology company and building your go-to-market strategy. So let's start. Don't hesitate, innovate. Welcome. All right, so welcome back again. New products and product innovation are the best ways to promote growth nowadays. Companies like Apple, Microsoft, Sony, and thousands of small and mid-sized companies, managers understand that the launch of a new product is necessary nowadays. Like we can see new News Plus, or we can see new iPhones, or you can see new buffer features, or you can see a new app that Craigslist just launched. Everything is has its own purpose, is to fight competitors and to release better products, better value proposition, more powerful one. Customers are impatient nowadays. They expect new features, enhancements, and continuously developing a new value proposition. And they are ready to pay for it, either with money or data. At the same time, 95% of products fail. That's what statistics say, because companies are mostly busy with building features and they don't develop effective go-to-market strategies. So focusing on features or building a go-to-market strategy that doesn't bring results will probably be responsible for the poor launch or for the poor product performance. Figuring out and mastering a go-to-market approach is not a trivial task. It separates the organizations that will be prosperous and sustainable from those they won't. And when we are looking around at the companies launching new products, new services, or redesigning the existing ones, you can see champions that the go-to-market strategy works, perform well, and bring growth. And you can see DAOs that are shutting down the products. And we can have a lot of examples. I've been talking here about either like a Fire Phone, which was launched by Amazon that didn't work. And at the same time, you can look at Sony launching new AI products, which I also mentioned on my Facebook profile, that are doing very, very well and are bringing the next big thing. So products developed in isolation from the potential customers often fail. And that's the secret of the great go-to-market strategy. It cannot be separated from the final customers. And I'm not saying about separation in execution, but I'm talking about building a go-to-market strategy with customers, building it. So products developed in isolation from the potential customers often fail and crash when they come in contact with the real world of customers' expectations. Go-to-market strategy prevents this collapse by shifting focus from the product to the customer. This is something important I would like to mention here, that whenever you start shifting your focus from product to the customers and you build your go-to-market strategy with that approach, everything changes. The great go-to-market strategy always requires answers to at least 6 specific questions. You can have more questions or less. I'm trying to give you a 6 questions here that you, I think you should ask, or it will be great to ask while building a go-to-market strategy. Question number 1, what are the trends which need to be taken into consideration while launching new products or service? I'm talking here about trends, mega trends and micro trends. Mega trends, for instance, could be electromobility. Everything is going to electric direction, cars, phones, diggers, heavy equipment, scooters, everything is getting more and more electric. Electromobility, it's a mega trend. But for instance, e-commerce will change because of electromobility. E-commerce as a micro trend will be changed because of electromobility. If we take that aspect into account, that's one of the 6 questions I would recommend to answer. The second question is, what is the landscape which will influence the product launch? For instance, if you think about buying a newspaper subscription and you are familiar with News Plus, News Plus should be taken into consideration while you're launching your new newsletter, because Apple is shifting the landscape with News Plus. I'm mentioning News Plus as a very prominent and obvious product because probably most of you've heard about it, but there's tons of different things that will influence your newsletter or your go-to or your lead generation machine. So answering the question, what is the landscape which will influence the product launch? It's important. And landscape, it's not only competitors, it's also partners, trendsetters, influencers, and many other players that will influence the landscape which on which you will launch your product to. Question number 3, how to make sure that the product launching process is customer-centric and the product reflects customers' expectations? Many companies, as I said, their products fail. That's what research is saying, because they focus on features, not customers. So how you can make sure that your go-to-market strategy is actually customer-centric, not feature-centric? Question number 4, how to test the value proposition and the new product business model? And here I'm trying to focus not on features at all, but on value proposition and the new product business model. How you can test the value proposition, how if you can check if that's compelling one, how you can check if your business model is going to attract customers' attention. What's the business model you're going to launch? What are the elements of the business model? That's the question number 4. Question number 5, how to control the launching process before making the product accessible to the broad market? So what should be taken in consideration? How you should launch? Who you should target first? That kind of questions. And the question number 6, how to measure new product and service performance? This is especially important because it also answered the dilemma of when you should shut down the product. As I mentioned about Fire Phone before, there is a certain point, center aspect, center assumptions that if they happen or if they don't happen, the product should be taken out from the market. So that specific questions, I believe, would be great to answer before launching a new before building a go-to-market strategy or launching new products. Here I would like to maybe recall, maybe remind, and maybe for some of you just introduce you for the first one to what is a go-to-market strategy. When it comes to definitions from Innovation World, you can find online a lot of different definitions that are explaining what the go-to-market strategy is. I personally like this one, and I will be very happy to share it with you. So the short description, the definition of go-to-market strategy would be: the go-to-market strategy is focused on what offerings and how the company will put the offerings into the market to reach growth. So here I would like to mention several things that are part of this definition. First is offering. Nowadays, offering is either a product, service, or microservice. Product and service is pretty obvious. What is it? You are launching new app, or you are launching new line of services, as for instance, food delivery company. So service is always connected to human being, like for example, a barber. Nobody can take care about your hairdo, only people. Well, certain level can do that, robots, but you know, service is usually connected to human beings, to somebody providing a service. Product is humanless. It's like something that you just get without people. You can go in store and use the product by yourself. But microservice, it's a part of the of the service that can also be a product by itself. So for instance, when you're a barber, but when people are waiting in the line, you can connect them to your mobile app while they are in your shop, and they start, for instance, playing a game that can win the coins that can actually then exchange for the free salon visit. So that's a microservice that is part of the biggest service. All of that consists of offering. So offerings is something more than only product and a service. That's also microservices. When you think about Amazon and the new feature in the app, Shop Style is basically, if you see a man in the street and he's wearing a nice suit, you can come and ask the question, hey, can I take a picture of your style? And Amazon will recognize that for you. So that fee, that service is part of the biggest of the product, which is Amazon app. That's why this is called microservice, which also stands for offering. So that's element number one I would like to explain a little bit. The second element is how the company will put the offering. That's also important for the growth to market strategy. You can put something on the market through Apple Store, through a website, through coupons, through printed leaflets, through different ways, and that stands for the go-to-market strategy elements as well. And the third thing, it's growth. Today, growth is something that didn't exist as a business. I mean, it existed as a business term before, but today it has a deeper meaning. 20, 30, 40 years ago, companies usually use revenue and margin to explain their condition. Today, we can have a company that has a negative cash flow that doesn't bring profit, but still brings growth. For instance, affiliation business. You can redirect a lot of traffic from site website one to website two. You barely make money of it, but it's so valuable for both websites, and that affiliate program brings so much value because it brings growth. In this term, it brings referral growths. So people referral some products more because of that solution. So growth doesn't always mean revenue. It can mean acquisition of users, activation of users, retention of users, referral of users, and revenue as well. But revenue is one of the elements of growth. So the go-to-market strategy is focused on what offerings and how the company will put those offerings into the market to reach growth. Well, also, let me explain why I think the goal of launching a new product is not always revenue. There are successful business models and product services and microservices that generate referrals, for instance, as I mentioned. One example is LaunchRock, acquired by Fundable. The company helps startups to build traffic and send it to their landing pages. LaunchRock figure out how to redirect traffic, that's what I mentioned before, generate traffic for others and itself, and was free. LaunchRock captures a lot of data the same way like Google Maps does, and it's free. But we share a lot of data which is monetized by Google through Google Maps. So if you think about this, Google Maps as a microservice is, again, maybe not profitable, but it brings so much data that can be monetized, and the data is definitely a growth factor. So every product manager, I believe at least, and product launch manager wants to maximize the chances of success and launch a product or service which will bring growth. So I think that framework is always helpful because it navigates you through the steps. And I think, and I believe, and well, my experience is based on that you can actually build a go-to-market strategy and launch new product as a process, as a framework, as a clear steps you can undertake. Of course, like everything is not ideal, this framework is not ideal as well. But I will tell you, I'll be very happy to explain you briefly today 8 steps of the framework, and then in the next episodes, the next 8 episodes, define them a little bit. So this framework, it's called Go-to-Market Strategy Building and Product Service Launch Framework. I'm sorry for the long name, but the essence of this is that you build your go-to-market strategy with customers and you launch your new products with customers from the very, very early beginning. So the framework has 8 steps, and I'll be very happy to briefly describe them today and in the next episodes to give you more details. Step number 1, it's trends capture. That's the phase consists of a series of activities that focus on understanding the market trends. Step number 2, landscape capture. Product managers need to have a full understanding, I believe, of what happens in the landscape around them in which a new product or service will be launched. The landscape is more than only competitors' scan. Step number 3, and that's the first step, very early in the process, when you actually conduct that step with customers. I personally believe that's amazing that you build your strategy and build your new product launch with customers. After getting to know the trends and after getting to know the landscape, you start building with customers. So step number 3 is value proposition design and test. Well, customers and end users expect powerful value propositions nowadays, not features. Step 3, answer the question of how to find a compelling value proposition. What customers' pains should be removed? What benefits should be delivered and how? What is the niche which will be served by value proposition? And make sure, meaning test value propositions, it will resonate. Step number 4, it's business model design and test. It's the first step when go-to-market strategy mixes with a product launch. So by this step, you are done with your go-to-market strategy. You already researched the market trends, landscape, and you build a value proposition that works for your customers. Now you start designing the business model with them, with customers. But at the same time, that value proposition and this business model become an integral part of your future product launch, with your future offering. So business model design and test step is the first step, as I said, when go-to-market strategy mixes with a product launch. Go-to-market strategy guidelines are in place and the strategy can be executed. At this stage, product launch managers focus on designing and testing the business model, growth streams, cost structure, distribution, resources, and it's a first step in the whole framework where strategy mixes with the product launch. So you have a strategy and very smoothly, the natural step is going to a business model and start step-by-step approaching the new product launch phase. Step 5, it's a product service design and test. At this stage, working prototype completely embedded into the go-to-market strategy. It's like a perfect merged. At this stage, working prototype or framework when it comes to service launch is available. It can be exposed to customers via through various experiments. Step number 6 in the framework, it's limited launch. After value proposition, business model and product service test, it's high time for controlled launch. Product launch managers distribute products or services to a close group of end users in a strictly controlled way. That's how you protect your brand, because you launch something new to the limited number of users and you control the end-to-end process. Step number 7 in the framework is complete launch. It's step 6, provide the technical and business feedback. Now it's time for a real launch, so you open the product for everybody. At step number 8, it's product managers control the new product performance by applying various metrics. So that's where you measure how your product or service or microservice perform, and you still can make a decision if you want to shut it down or not. So, of course, no framework will guarantee a market victory, but as the compass needle moves, go-to-market strategy and product launch process will get product launch managers effort pointed in the right trackable direction. So, that's it for today. I just try to give you a general overview over the 8 steps framework, how to build a go-to-market strategy, and how to build how to prepare the product launch. The next episode is going to describe the step number 1, which is going to be a trends capture. So see you in a week. Thank you very much for being with me here. This is Arek Skuza podcast about market strategy, go-to-market strategy, product market fit. Remember, my motto is don't hesitate, innovate. So see you in a week. Enjoy your day, enjoy your ride, or enjoy your listening while you're walking, running, whatever. Take care. Have a great time. Bye-bye.